our families brick by brick. Alright, we're crafting better futures, big and small. Parenting by design, not by default. After all, tune in every week, let's plan it out. We'll laugh, we'll learn, get rid of doubt. Together we'll build with love and care. The family architect, always there.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Family Architect, Parenting by Design Rather Than by Default. I'm Philippa Scott, and today we're tackling a big one: how to slow down, set boundaries, and create an eco-friendly, intentional Christmas. Let's be honest, between family demands, the pressure of keeping up with consumerism, and the stress of trying to do it all, Christmas can feel more chaotic than joyful, but it doesn't have to be that way. In this episode, I'm going to share how to say no to family pressures without the guilt, how to skip the waste of consumerism and wrapping paper, and practical tips for creating a Christmas that's calmer, greener, and truly meaningful for your family. So let's dive in. Let's start with something that comes up for so many of us: the pressure from family to show up in ways that just don't work for us. Maybe it's the expectation to travel for hours to visit, join in stressful traditions, or spend money that you don't have on gifts that no one really needs. Here's the thing. You get to say no. Full stop. You get to say no. When you feel that tug of guilt or obligation, take a moment to remind yourself, I get to choose. And you can say to yourself, I choose to no. I don't have to buy into their Christmas chaos. Your Christmas doesn't have to be dedicated or dictated by someone else, someone else's expectations. There are a few things that you can do. Here's some tips around setting boundaries with family. Be honest but kind. Say something like, we've decided to have a quieter Christmas at home this year. It's what we need as a family. No over-explaining, no apologies. Offer an alternative. If you'd still like to connect, simply suggest another option. How about we catch up for a meal in January when things are less hectic? But practice self-compassion. It's okay if they're disappointed. Their feelings are their responsibility, not yours. Protecting your peace doesn't make you selfish. It makes you intentional. Skipping consumerism and creating an eco-Christmas is something I want to talk about next, because it's weighing on a lot of us, the waste and the consumerism of Christmas. Wrapping paper that can't be recycled, Christmas plastic toys that break in the new year, and decorations that don't last. So none of this aligns with the values that many of us are actually trying to live by. So how do we create a greener, more intentional Christmas? Well, here's some ideas. Rethink wrapping paper. Instead of traditional wrapping paper, try fabric wraps. Check out my beautiful friend Sarah's course. She has a Christmas fabric wrapping course, and it's online and it's cheaper than buying more wrapping paper. And I'll add the link to that in the show notes. Maybe try brown paper bags decorated with stamps or the kids' artwork, reusable gift bags or boxes. My children often get presents in the bag that it came in, and they have no issue with that because it's greener. Gift experiences, not stuff. Instead of buying more things, consider giving experiences like movie tickets or a family day out or even a homemade voucher for a cozy dinner together. Memories last longer than gadgets. So shop small and local. When you do buy gifts, support small businesses or makers. It's more personal and you're contributing to your community rather than big corporations. Think about decorating sustainably. So skip the plastic and create more natural and homemade decorations. Think dried oranges, cinnamon sticks, or hand-sewn ornaments. Go back to doing pine cones that have sequins and glue all over them. Whatever it takes. It's a fun activity for the kids to get involved with too. Teach the kids about giving back. Use this season to involve your kids in acts of kindness, like donating toys that they no longer play with or baking treats for neighbors. It helps them understand the true spirit of Christmas without focusing on stuff. Every small step adds up. By rethinking Christmas, just one part of your Christmas, whether it's gifts, decorations, or wrapping, you're making a difference for the planet and setting a beautiful example for your kids. So how to slow down. The truth is, slowing down isn't just about reducing stress. It's about making room for what really matters. Think about the times you've felt most connected with your children, your partner, or yourself during the holidays. Chances are it wasn't while you were rushing to the shops or stressing over a to-do list. It's in the quiet moments, the laughs over a silly board game, the hugs by the fire, the stories shared at bedtime. When you slow down, you give yourself and your family the gift of presence. And honestly, that's the only gift they'll remember in years to come. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. You don't have to do Christmas the way everyone else expects you to. You get to design a holiday that feels good for you and your family, one that's calmer, greener, and filled with meaning. So remember, you have the power to say no to the chaos and yes to connection. You have the power to rethink consumerism and choose a simpler, more sustainable way. And you have the power to show up for your family in a way that feels true to you. If this resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with a friend or family member who might need a reminder to slow down this season. And if you have questions or want to share how you're creating an intentional Christmas, you can reach out to me on the Family Architect Studio. I'd love to hear how you turned this episode into something that changed how you did Christmas this year. So take a deep breath, focus on what matters most, and enjoy the magic of Christmas designed your way. Until next time, take care and keep building that beautiful family life. See you soon.
Every week, let's plan it out. We'll laugh, we'll learn, get rid of doubt. Together, we'll do build with love and care. The Family Architect, always there.